Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What do I really like about my bank? When I call my bank after the first or the second ring, I hear the voice of a real, live person. Now that's customer service. I'm Edie Visaid, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, even the smallest transactions are a big deal. I'm Nancy Victorine, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank, our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Joanna Lepic, and I am a blood donor recruiter at the Northern California Community Blood Bank. We are the only blood bank between Santa Rosa, Redding, and Medford. We serve all of the hospitals in Humboldt and Del Norte counties, and we're a nonprofit organization not affiliated with any of those hospitals. Did you know that 1 in 3 people will use blood in their lifetime, or that there's no substitute for human blood? This means that we need to collect 40 to 50 units of whole blood daily to meet the needs of those we serve. Since only 37% of the population is eligible to donate, and only 5% of that eligible population actually does, you really do make a difference. My job is tons of fun, as I believe I get to work with and for some of the nicest and most giving people in Humboldt and Del Norte counties. Over the years, we've seen a slow but steady decrease in our average number of whole blood collections. There are many possible reasons for the decline, but most notably, the blood banking industry experiences many of the same challenges as most businesses in tough economic times. It's becoming more and more difficult for people to get away from their jobs and busy schedules to donate, even though it only takes 1 hour of your time. Other areas that hit us hard is travel to malaria areas, recent illnesses, and tattoos. Many times people think that medications or medical conditions such as high blood pressure or diabetes will cause them to be ineligible to donate. It's not always, and most often, not the case. Call us and find out if you have any questions on that. Over the years, we've been hit hard by the increased popularity of tattoos and the required 1 year deferral period for those folks who get them. But there's good news, because beginning July 2013, our jobs just got a little bit easier. When a requirement for body art practitioners to be registered and for shops to be more strictly inspected came into effect, the Northern California Community Blood Bank was able to change the deferral guidelines for those people who've gotten inked. Safety of the blood supply is always the number one priority, so this is great news. Whereas the deferral, or the time that one would have to wait if they got ink, used to be 1 year from the day you received it, we now only defer for 30 days. The only other specification is that the area is free from any signs of infection. So if you got a tattoo in a regulated shop in California on September 1st, come and see us on October 2nd. Come into our center near St. Joseph Hospital or keep an eye out for our blood mobiles around town. You can check our website for locations at nccbb.org. We're always in pursuit of a safe and adequate blood supply, which truly makes a difference in people's lives. The hope you give to a patient or their family when you donate is perhaps the most precious gift of all. Your dedication today provides hope and healing for tomorrow. So the blood that saves lives is the blood that's on the shelf when it's needed. Hey, if you own a shop, maybe you want to sponsor a blood drive. And listen, if you have a tattoo, words that we should never hear you say is "I'm afraid of needles." This is Joanna Lepic for the Community Comment.
Community Comment, presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.